Hello, how are you?
I'm standing right next to John in the library.
I don't know why Ronald said that. Anyway, Michael's here, so please say something, Michael.
Let me finish off my soup. I'll come back to you in a minute.
Yes, we've all taken to bringing soup and sandwiches to school. About six of us who do it quite regularly now. Because they can't stand school meals. Maybe you'd like to hear about some of our teachers. Well, there's a certain Mr. Muleman who takes us for maths and science. He's quite a nice fellow, I think, although Hillary detests him.
Hardly anyone likes him just because, you know, he makes everyone do work and everything, and they really don't like to do work, I guess. And so no one likes him except about me, John, Michael, and Theodore, and Lawrence.
But on the other hand, reconsidering my answer, he's not as good as all that. Matter of fact, he's downright rotten, but anyway.
Michael just says that. He isn't at all bad, really. Oh, and you know that super new laboratory that you were going to have? Well, it didn't quite work.
It's all right.
Well, it's all right, but it's rather useless because Mrs. Paul thought it was too expensive to set up proper gas Bunsen burners in there, and so we have Caligas Bunsen burners, and consequently they take about twice as long to heat up a beaker of water. And they use this for most experiments.
Still, we got everything from downstairs moved up to the old art room, and it's a nice place, looks alright.
Oh yeah, did I tell you that Michael and myself came to school on, I think it was the 3rd of January, and did a whole mass of work for Mrs. Paul, and we didn't get paid a penny, not even our fare.
No, it's quite useless. And we worked so hard too, carrying those great big tables from the lab all the way up to the art room.
Mr. Johnson was quite hilarious that time. Oh, by the way, he's taken to riding to school on his bicycle. Yes, he showed me the other day, went wobbling off down Eaton Avenue. Well, you know, a few Thursdays ago we went to see the Frost Report being done. It was quite riotous. There were about 200 kids there.
Now a few words from our Greek friend, as you know, Theodore. Theodore, would you... Melanie, would you let Theodore alone, please? Theodore, come here.
Look, shut up, you bloody fool. Get out of here.
Well, there goes Theodore.
Oh, by the way, sir, I'm sorry to have to disappoint you, but Jennifer Beecham, nor Amanda Grimes, neither of them are here today, so you can't hear their magic words. Just as well. Frigid beasts.
Hello, Mr. Robinson. It's me, Lawrence. Are you going for red?
It doesn't matter.
It's me. I've got nothing to say except hello. Hope you're okay. Working well. Cheerio.
Yeah, say something, somebody. Mayo, you haven't said anything to Mr. Robinson. What do you think of Mr. Robinson? Say something. Oh, he sort of collapsed.
Who has?
Mayo.
Oh, there's Joshua.
Oh, Joshua, say something, please.
Hello.
Hello, Robbie, darling.
Big deal. Big deal. Everybody's copying me.
Everybody's
big deal.
I'll stop. You can come up again,
John. Organization, that's what we need around here. Get up. Okay, I'll say something. Hold on. At this moment that we're taping you, the sun is shining. Was shining, yeah, but here's Ron over here. See, he's always teasing me as usual.
What a nut.